Welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Ben Lieber. And please remember, you can use hashtag Vikings Connected to get connected with us or like us on Facebook.
Yeah, now every week so far, we've had a great guest in to do interviews over Skype. We've had guests from the entertainment industry, the sports industry. We've been really lucky. We had Josh Duhamel. He hasn't called me back yet.
Why do you always like, you get so dreamy when you say his name?
I mean, I don't know why. But call me. Anyway, we thought since it's a bye week, we'd put together some of our best moments from our interviews, and here they are.
All right, Mr. Chris Hockey, thanks for being on the show with us this week, and I love your masquerade mask.
Thank you very much. You guys look spectacular. I'm just honored to be on. I watched you with Andrew Zimmern, and he's great, so I feel honored to be in such company.
Oh, yeah, he was fantastic.
He was.
And you're going to be just as good.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I had to come up to the director of photography's office. You can see he hasn't done a lot with the place.
Yeah, it looks great.
Looks awesome.
So this is where I got the best reception. So we're actually shooting Battle Creek. It's a show for CBS starting this fall.
And are you playing some sort of lawyer or a police detective?
I'm playing an FBI special agent.
Yeah, you kind of look
very,
like it.
Very, very buttoned up.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
It's exciting. And I'll tell you something. The new stadium is going to be really, really cool. You know, maybe it's because I'm sort of in the inside, too. I am so excited about this new stadium. When that facility opens, it will be the finest facility for football on the planet. And I think it's just going to be so impressive. And I'm glad that we have the current leadership team in place with the Vikings, because I think Coach Zimmer is going to do some cool things. Plus, everyone confuses me with him, so I've gotten a lot more footprint.
Hey, there's worse things that could happen,
yeah.
Right?
It's true. That is very, very true.
Now, what else are you working on?
The Broken Lizard guys and I, we are writing a script with TBS, a sitcom script that we're developing with TBS, and we're crossing our fingers that they want to order it into a pilot. They're hopefully going to make a decision this month. That's what I'm crossing my fingers for right now.
I'm always surprised to hear where fantasy leagues have gone. Like, what's the most outlandish fantasy league that you've heard of outside of sports?
Well, there are fantasy weather leagues.
Come on, no.
Yeah. We're predicting the weather, earns you fantasy points.
Ben's there a part of that. Yeah. He has a huge team.
Well, you know there are these weather nerds out there, right? People that just live and die on weather, and so yeah, there's that.
I always bet on El Nino. If El Nino is coming, I'm putting everything I've got on El Nino.
Every time.
Yeah. Once every 18 years, that's a great tactic, by the way. There's Fantasy Box Office, where you get together and you draft real movies, and you earn points based on the domestic receipts of the box office movies. And that's a ton of fun. There's fantasy celebrities where you get points based on things like appearing on the cover of gossip magazines and appearing on popular websites like TMZ. Well, I don't know. I mean, those are off topic. Fantasy American Idol, Fantasy Voice. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fantasy has really evolved a lot of different ways.
So what did you think of Teddy's debut?
You know, it's funny. I said this in the broadcast, but I walked up to Teddy pregame, just wanted to introduce myself. Obviously, everybody knows who he is. And I said, when am I going to see you play? And he's like, I don't know, you know, sometime. And not anticipating at all that it would be that day. But I was impressed. You know, he, you guys know him, obviously. You're around him. But his demeanor is such that just nothing phases him. And it looked like that when you took the field on Sunday when Matt got hurt.
But I know that my first memory I had, I think in 91, I think that's the year it snowed 31 inches.
It did.
On Halloween
it
night.
It did.
And it blew my mind from being from Georgia, from playing at Grambling. Then, you know, it snowed like that. You know, I was like a kid. I was like, oh, good. I don't have to go to work. It's exciting. Then my phone rings and say, hey, where are you?
Right. We just carry on.
Yeah, I'm at home. It's snowing. You know, hey, what? No, you got to be at work.
Right. Did you play football growing up?
I did.
Yeah?
I played at Minot State University.
You
did? Beavers.
And you loved the Vikings the whole way through?
Yeah. I mean, it's always been my team. When I was growing up, I was a Cowboys fan too. But after I left, I found myself not rooting for the Cowboys as much and more.
was more about the Vikings, and I think it was my connection to home more than anything.
Well, a big thanks to all of our guests who have Skyped in with us and been great special guests. We look forward to the next half of the season.
I know who's
coming up next.
I love Andrew Zimmern.
I do too.
He's so good on TV, on camera, and if you follow him on Twitter, he posts the best food pictures.
Yeah, and the best recipes.
Yes.
I can't cook, but I dream of making
those
recipes happen.
Yeah, his little seafood
paella
thing that he's put out.
Mm. Yeah, and he had a pumpkin seed one the other day that was amazing. Or it looked amazing.
Yeah. All right, so now it's time for our second nominee for the Golden Nacho, and it's all about the best plays of the Vikings season so far. And I want to highlight the young rookie, Jerick McKinnon. He had a 55-yard run against Atlanta. It's not that the fact that he didn't make it into the end zone. I don't care if he did score or didn't score.
Right.
He shows so much on this play. He does a little bit of tempo at the end of the run, kind of high steps a little bit to allow the blockers to set everything up for him. But I think he shows just a lot of promise out of this young guy. But first, I want to highlight Jerome Felton. Doesn't get a lot of snaps because he's a fullback in Norv Turner's offense, but this is the type of guy that he is, and that's why he's so valuable to this run game. Check out this lead block, and believe me, when he played for the Lions, he and I have we've kissed face masks quite a few times, but this is the type of blocker he is, right there.
It's awesome.
It's a knockdown block. It's impressive. Watch this high step right there to set up the block from Cordero. And it's just the vision, the cutback, the power, the finish. It's everything I think that he stands for kind of balled up into one big run. So that's my second nominee for the Golden Nacho. It's Jerick McKinnon. Much more Vikings connected still to come, including our favorite off-the-field moments with Cordero Patterson. Plus, I'll show you what's been good on the field with the Purple this season.